had a team, and then they had a small farm, and that's what they subsisted on.
They just raised their own food.
Raised mostly their own food. This family that lived here, they had the barn here, and then he'd go and haul his hay, and he'd go and get some lumber up in the winter. Then in the summer, they'd get a few jobs on the road. See,
uh-huh.
The work on the roads is all done with teams.
What's the work on the roads? What does that mean?
Well, they had to build it up, and they went up there.
Just trying to make new roads?
Well, you can't imagine how muddy and sloppy those roads, big pits in it.
Uh-huh.
You can drive a car down it now. You see right on the other side of that hill?
Yeah.
Well, they had what they called shale, and
What's shale?
Well, it's just pieces of rock that was worked off from the cliff above. And that's what they haul. They haul that down here, and they built the road with it. See, if it hadn't done that, that road would just be down there, just a big mud puddle.
So yeah.
But they haul that road, and they haul that with teams. Now, this shale, they got there with scrapers and team of horses, scrape it down, and they had a pit. And they had an opening, and then the wagons go underneath this pit. And then this shale would drop right down into the wagon. And then they'd bring the wagon down and dump it. They had what they called dump. I can show you a part of it.
Okay.
They had sideboards on the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And then in between the wagon, sitting over that thing there.
Yeah.
Sitting over that. See, there's one on the front, one on the back.
Uh-huh.
And then they had boards like this. Boards similar to this.
It's like a...
going through from one end of
that.
And when they went to dump this, they had the end gate. They take the end gate out of the front, the end gate out of the back. Then they take these boards one at a time and twist them.
And the stuff would fall out?
Then they'd put it back together and go back up and get a load.
And
they'd haul maybe two loads a day. That's all they could haul. But they didn't amount to very much.
There's some parts of a saddle. I don't know anything about saddles. What are different parts of the saddle?
Well, let me go get a key and I'll show you.
Okay. It's a good thing I brought this, because then I can get all this down while you're showing it to me.
This is fun, because in my lifetime, there's been lots of changes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a saddle. This is the stirrups. This is the fender. And this is the horn. I can't remember what you call the horn.
That's pretty. How long have you had this?
Oh, I've had this for 20 years. This in here had about 10 years. This in here, this saddle here was Reed's saddle. And he sold it, and then I bought it back from the guy he sold it to.
Oh.
See, this here shoulder here is a riding saddle, and then this in here. See, it don't have any, so that's his roping saddle, so he can get off quick.
Oh.
So that makes a difference.
What?
And then the harnesses, you got the harnesses here.
Are there different kinds?
Yes. This here, these here is part of a caisson harness. Do you know what a caisson is?
Uh-uh.
Well, in the First World War, they had caissons. That they had horses, and they had these wheels, and then they hauled all their ammunition in the caisson.